Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am here with the Vice President of Customer Experience for Holiday Inn Club Vacations, Nicole Myers. Thank you, Nicole, for being here today.
Thanks, Mallory. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Well, Nicole has been a huge part of getting the Kemen Spirit of Innovation Challenge up and running here. So we thought it would be nice to take some time today and just pick her brain about where this idea came from and where this challenge might go in the future. So Nicole, first question for you is, where did the idea for the Kemen Spirit of Innovation Challenge come from?
So that's a kind of a really loaded question because it's a confluence of a lot of factors. The first one is with John Staton being new to the organization. He was watching the culture here. I came on a few months after he did, so I have a year and a half or so now with the organization, and just watching the awesomeness of our family, plus the entrepreneurial spirit that was alive and well here. So that was sort of a foundational element. And then we had the year that everyone talks about, right? 2020. So as we felt like we might be getting towards the end of 2020 and the hope that was in 2021, we were looking for ways to engage our team members and have some fun and competition in the workplace. So there's a couple of reasons. Then you balance on things like employee engagement. And many times there are ideas or questions or in the great place to work formats that where team members' ideas are listened to and implemented really help to kind of solidify employee engagement. When you're heard, and not only heard, but wow, we can do things with it, that's another element. And so as we go into 2021, how can we really ignite that? And one of the last items is throughout 2020, we are working with Nick Pasillo and the club team, part of Owner Support, for JD Power certification. And that's a whole nother probably podcast to talk all about what that means and looks like, but there is an attribute in there because we have to hit to the best practices. So JD Power brings the best practices from contact centers and customer service, literally all over the world and in all industries. And what we're doing is we're trying to meet that benchmark. But one of those items to meet it is exactly around listening to ideas and implementing them. In that case, it's a little bit more about from the customer's point of view and what did we hear from the customer. But that was, Nick's team does an awesome job. They have processes in place already focused on that. So we said, how can we bring some of those great ideas? So I gotta give a little nod to our club and owner support teams as well. So we looked at all of those and said, now's the time. How do we harness? And most importantly, our team members have the best ideas. They're the ones doing the jobs. They're the ones focused either on our customers, our owners, or even each other, and know where there might be some friction points or areas of opportunity. So when you put all that together, we said, how can we kick off 2021? And that's when we started at the end of 2020, putting together the ideation and launching in like end of February, early March. So excited to do that.
That is incredible. And I believe a perfect kickoff. We surpassed our goal of the number of ideas that were submitted to the challenge up to 225. So really amazing. And that shows, I think, like you said, we've got some creatively engaged team members. Nicole, can you talk to us a little bit more about the future of this competition and what we maybe have in store?
Mallory, that's a great question. We're hopeful that this is just the first year or our inaugural event, so to speak, and we're going to learn and improve it for the future. But more importantly, we just need to hear from our team members what's working, what's not, what could we do better for the future, new considerations. All of that we're going to listen and learn this year as we put it in place for hopefully 2022 and beyond.
Fingers crossed. That's exciting. Can't wait. Could you talk to us a little bit about how important innovation is to an organization? How does an organization maybe suffer if they don't innovate?
This is a great question. And while it's related to Kemen's spirit of innovation, it is just the world we live in today, right? That if an organization or a company fights or avoids innovation, they really are going to become obsolete. And that's the simple thing. How do they suffer? Well, that's really what happens. You know, the big example that I think is sort of in pop culture and everyone realizes it is thinking about Blockbuster. remember, you used to Be Kind, Rewind, and all those videotapes and such. And they absolutely fought going into the streaming business and said, nobody will ever do that. What are you talking about? And they were really, really stoic in that stance. And I believe there might be one left in the world, in Alaska or somewhere, I think it is. So they really were stoic enough that they did really just put themselves out of business. Differently than other organizations like the Kodak Company, right? They were made off of film and still the sense of photos. But how does that change over time? I mean, I don't even know if some people, our people who work here today, our team members, know that we used to have film in cameras and have to go get them produced, right, to have photos. And the only way we knew if they came out well was when you went to pick them up. And then, oh, we have to go do it again. But they innovated and got into the digital space and was able to improve overall. So I think those are just great ideas of ways and how it affects organizations. But for us and for others is to think that sometimes it's a giant leapfrog, like tapes to digital, that seems huge, right, of what that looks like. But oftentimes, innovation is the collection of small ideas implemented well that makes the difference. And when we look backwards, we say, wow, look how far we've come and how innovative we've become. And I think that's kind of where we want to be as Holiday Inn Club Vacations. We're going to have some that are big and leapfrog, and we're going to have a lot of small 1% improvements, as we had a guest speaker for our leadership earlier this week talk about how do we make those 1% improvements over and over and over again.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Nicole, can you tell us a little bit about how leaders in our organization can support their team members who may be participating in this challenge?
So I'm going to take two. One for leaders who have team members participating, then I'll talk about if you didn't actually have it as well. So first, for leaders who have team members participating, I want you to be a vocal cheerleader. I want you to ask them, do they need support? Do they need help? Do they need resources? You may not be the one that has all that information, but you are probably in a better place to ask throughout the company and how we can set them up for success. So that's the first place, is really just reaching out. How comfortable are they with their idea? And as the competition gets hotter, we're going to need a little bit more fleshing out. So there will be some more data or some more, what's the return or the value to the organization? So as it gets further and further along, we're going to have to kind of dig a little deeper. So look for you to reach out for them, correct, and ask those questions for support. If you happen to not have a team member, or someone else is already helping out the people that are on your teams, this is where the big cheerleader, get your pom-poms out and make it happen. Keep in touch, right? Know what's happening in the Kemen Spirit of Innovation, because it is a, you know, almost a full year-long competition. So watch your team member news, watch the ALD site that we have set up for this. Keep up to date, and then really engage the rest of your organization. And it might be nice if you backed your region, but you don't have to. You could, you know, go with another one. But if soon competition is going to get region against region. So we want to have some spirit awards out there and see how spirited everyone can be in supporting their region going to the finals.
I cannot wait to see this competition heat up. I think it's going to get pretty competitive, but it'll be exciting. Nicole, you brought up an excellent point, which is this competition is going on for quite some time, months long, almost a year long. And so could you give us a little sneak peek into what the next phases of competition will look like for our contestants? The ideas are in right now, but what do we have to look forward to?
So once these local ideas are vetted and make sure everything's in place, and then we get to select the winners from the local competition, if you will, they get to go on to regional. So this is where the competition, as you said, heats up, and we have region against region, and they're trying to ensure the best of all the ideas move forward, and eventually, about the month of October or so is where we're targeting, we will see the finals. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, and the final competition will be awesome. We'll have our executives who will be the judges in that particular session. Fingers crossed that things continue in a positive way and we're able to have everybody travel to our corporate headquarters and be here in Orlando for that final event. Hopefully we'll have some fun and some celebration as well with that. But more importantly, we're going to hear the best of the best ideas. and then we will select the winner and the runner-up. And I don't know, Mallory, if they've heard all about it, but the winner this year gets to take they get a chance to go on the Hollywood Hideaway, the Master's Trip. This year, it's going to be in Palm Springs, California, and has some uber chic fun things there. Spas, there's craft cocktails, all kinds of great things that that Palm Springs is known for, and they get to bring a friend with them as well. So not for just them, but them and a friend. What a great vacation to celebrate your win. But more importantly, their idea gets implemented, and they get to be part of the team and involved in the implementation. And that, we don't know what it's going to look like because we don't know what the idea is going to be, but I'm sure they're going to be excited to see what it takes to make those things happen. But rest assured, it's not the only winning item. We have second place, which is 100,000 Club Go points. Who doesn't want to get a little more time and vacation on the house, right, which would be great. And the third place will get some great Holiday and Club Vacation swag. So that's fun, too, to always have some gift certificates and free shopping. So that's good, too.
Super exciting. I know we're all itching to vacation nowadays. So some really awesome opportunities there. Nicole, if we have team members who maybe did not submit an idea to the competition this time around, but perhaps after listening to you and hearing how exciting this competition is going to be, are interested in learning more about innovation and maybe ideating themselves, what would you suggest they do, or where would they look to first to learn more?
This is a great question, because the nature of, you know, 225 ideas is really great and powerful, but, you know, I don't know, with 3,500 or almost 4,000 team members, so it's a very small percentage of people who chose to participate this time, even though we're very happy with the outcome. So there's many more that are probably sitting in this place, Mallory, I agree with you. So three things I, you know, give you as ideas to think about. One, keep in touch with all of this communication and watch carefully what's happening, right? Because I don't know what in each individual, there were a few ideas we had and we tried to kind of overcome those when we heard some of the challenges we were hearing from our leaders, where their team members maybe weren't comfortable participating because they may be about public speaking. And then we shared that it was a shorter presentation, you know, less than 5 minutes, that sort of thing. So there's new information constantly coming out. So that may help assuage whatever your fear might have been, may not. But if it is, that's great. That's one way to do it. The second is to, if you know someone in your region who did, or even outside of your region, who is participating, is kind of hook on, ask them if you can talk to them a little bit more about what their experience is at each phase, because that peer-to-peer conversation is going to be the most real, and they'll help if you have an issue or how to overcome how they're doing it and how they're overcoming those challenges. And the last is just to remember that growing and developing may mean you got to get a little uncomfortable and go outside of your comfort zone. So know that your leaders, as we share, that they're here to support you. And also, Mallory, you're a great representative, but the whole ALD team is here to help with training and development of presenting and putting your ideas and telling a good story all together. So those are the three things I think I'd ask for everyone to just consider.
Yeah, as you said, Nicole, we would love for every single team member to participate in the future. So definitely learn more as we go throughout the competition this year, and we hope to maybe see some more ideas in the future. Well, I want to thank you, Nicole, so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to meet with us today and talk a little bit more about the Chem and Spirit of Innovation Challenge. I know I am so excited to see all of these ideas come to life and the pitches that our team members will think up. So we will probably be in touch throughout the competition.
All right. Can't wait. Woo! Excited.
Yay. Thank you.